Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Troy McCrory from Fountain of Life in Jefferson City. Today I would like to talk to you just for a few minutes and have you think on this thought. All week long we've talked about how the enemy comes against us like a flood. We've talked about how that we have an adversary out there, how we don't fight in the natural realm, but we battle in a spiritual realm. Can I just give you a few final words of encouragement this week? James chapter 4 and verse number 7 says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Isaiah chapter 59 and 19 says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." There's one more scripture that I wanted to share with you today, and it's this. It's in Isaiah chapter 51 and 9. I just heard this scripture the other day, and it was so encouraging to me. It says, "Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the days of old, in the generations of old. Are thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon?" In other words, it's saying, God, flex your muscles. Come in and defend me. Can you imagine when the enemy's coming against you? When the enemy's trying to take over, when the enemy's trying to destroy you, that we can call on our Heavenly Father, we can resist him, and he must flee from us, that a standard named Jesus Christ was raised against him, and lastly, that God himself will flex his muscles and come to our rescue. Friend, we may be in a spiritual battle, but we're not facing it alone. Trust the Lord with all your hearts.